good friend Ryan Patrick. He is a partner in the Wizard of Ads program, also an advertising specialist is a more direct way to say that, and he believes in telling stories, and I believe in telling stories, and we always get along. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All right, so let's talk about Super Bowl ads, because that's the big one, all right? But here, before we get to the ads have to be someplace on this game. Is there a single broadcast event that has this impact, especially in the digital age, this collective community bonfire that everyone has to circle up for these few hours to watch, is really the holy grail for advertising now?
Yeah, there is no other day. There is no other day of the year where people sit down, some people sit down to only watch the commercials. The game is irrelevant to them, but they're there for the commercials.
And you know this, you see digital used to, you're a Mass fan, just like I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Seinfeld was a good another one. Everybody talked about it the next morning around the water cooler.
Yeah.
Those events are gone.
Yeah. And even those events, people would go to the bathroom during the commercial breaks. They didn't stick around for the commercials.
Can't miss the commercials.
No.
May skip a couple of seconds because it looks like they're going to end up on the play and run into the restroom and come back.
Yeah.
And it's an estimated 123 million viewers. 320, 350 people in the country, and 123 million eyes are on this. And here's the other thing. You and I know the difference between passive and active. It's just on in the room, mm-hmm. or you are staring at it.
Yeah.
And it's the latter with this. So 123 million people staring at your ad. Now, here's the thing that I find confusing. The price of tickets over one course of the week, last week to last Sunday night, decreased by 30% in 1 week, the prices. While at the same time, the prices of the ads went up. So the tickets went down, would be indicative of a lack of interest. And then the commercials go up from $7 to $8 million for demand, because of the demand.
Yeah, I mean, the price of tickets is ridiculous. You know, I mean, people... Even a 30% discount, you're still paying a lot of money.
Cheap seats, $4,000.
Yeah. And who? I mean, there's only a small section of the population who can afford things like that. Or they can stay home and watch it on their 120-inch, you know, high screen, big screen TV and with surround sound and, you know, have a better view than anybody in the cheap seats.
All right. When do you want your commercial to play? I can only afford so much. $8 million, I'm just going to get it to play once. When do I want my ad to play? And keep in mind, Kansas City, third time, right? Three-peat, what are we looking at?
Right.
When do I want my ad to play?
You're gambling. It's a crapshoot. I mean, you don't know if the game is going to be a blowout. If the game is a blowout, viewership tends to go down, especially for people who are rooting for the losing team.
Right.
And so your gut reaction would be early in the game. You would want first quarter, probably. But if it's a thriller, the fourth quarter is a great place to be. But you don't know. You do not know. The only thing you know when you, and this is for all advertising, the only thing that you can guarantee is that your spot will run and your check will be cashed.
Right.
Those are the only two guarantees with advertising. And it's, you never know. You never know when you're making this kind of investment. You never know when the people specifically will be watching the most.
All right, now I'm going to argue with you.
Argue.
So it's only a subtle point.
Okay.
When do I want my ads to play? Well, it all depends on the demographic. If I have a facial moisturizer endorsed by Taylor Swift, I want it in the last quarter and the first break before, because they're actively betting on whether Kelsey will give her an engagement ring.
Mm.
So, I mean, see, it takes, I'm really got to stretch to do that to you, to find a way to argue. I mean, I got to stretch way out there, but
right.
You know, that demographic change, because it's really interesting is how the who watches the game has changed. And I wasn't kidding when I was talking about, you know, Taylor Swift. She's had a huge impact on this.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 3 years, according to research, The number of Super Bowl ads that have had only male-only celebrities have declined 26% compared to 2015 to 2017. Consequently, the number of ads that include both male and female celebrities increased 79%. That, to me, is those people do research. They know it's not just men, and they've pivoted to wrap their arms around those female viewers for the game with their advertising.
Yeah, they have. And smart for them to do that, too. But as far as placement goes, you don't know if a ring is going to come out. You know, you don't know that the Chiefs are going to win. I mean, well, I get, you know, there are rumors that the NFL already knows, but we won't, you know.
Right. See, but I sit there and waited to find out what was in Capone's cavern, and there was nothing in there, but it didn't stop me watching every minute.
That's a deep pull right there.
It is.
Geraldo and...
But it was empty, right?
It was. A couple of bottles. I think there were a couple of bottles
in there.
And
I think the same... Yeah, there was some dirt, right, in the corner. But, you know, I find that interesting because they're going to want to watch what it's not only the end of the game. There's another element and another element on top of it. And of course, the halftime show, too. So the ads, $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you've got a good one. Boy, if you're going to spend that kind of money, right?
You have one shot.
Who goes to the Super Bowl and says, this is our big point for the year for advertising? Who goes to the Super Bowl to put their advertising on? You got beer.
Obviously, beer is a big one. Autos used to be, but that has decreased because this year you're not seeing, there's not going to be Toyota, no Kia, and I believe is it Honda, I think?
I'm really surprised. I was looking average wage Illinois and where they make it the most money.
Yeah.
Car dealers, retail, and auto parts, some of the highest paid people in the state of Illinois, according to the Retail Merchants Association. That's kind of what I'm thinking. And to be able to do that, you got to sell product.
Right. Yeah. But you're going to see less of that. You'll see the standard too. You'll see like the Doritos and, you know, the snacks and things like that. You'll see new advertisers who have never done. Haagen-Dazs is going to be on there for the first time this year. There's the Circle water bottles. They're going to be on there this year. A Stout Cold Brew.
I had to take them just to remember who those people were.
Yeah.
Who else?
Let's see. For new ads, what was the what's it called? Cookware company. That's going to use Hexclad is a cookware company. They're making their Super Bowl
debut. Commercials and, actually work on me.
Well, but the thing is, I mean, some of these smaller companies, and when I say smaller companies, these are still big corporations, obviously. But some of these smaller entities, you know, $8 million for one ad, that is a significant piece of their marketing budget for the entire year.
Yeah, I'm putting that on my credit card so I get the points.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to go in 3 months to go get the loan to pay it off with the money that I hopefully made by selling those products because of the...
I know, but the question is, think about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. What were the most popular commercials on the Super Bowl 3 years ago?
I think Budweiser. Why do I always think about horses and Clydesdales and Budweiser?
Well, because they're consistent with their messaging. Yeah. But specifically, we don't necessarily recall what these events, especially these companies that are just using their one shot to play one commercial for $8 million. And if the message isn't there, if there's nothing there that makes it sticky, you might be able to coast on it for a little while, but it's not going to stay.
All right. So, I've been thinking about this for a while. You know how we can really stand out? We'll just be terrible. I mean, you know, if you get terrible right, it works.
It's a fine line, though.
It is.
You know,
between humiliation and success.
Well, and there's also, I mean... But there are also going to be commercials. Like, the next day, they do the ad meter. You know, USA Today does the ad meter.
One of the first things I go to on Monday.
I do, too. And more often than not, I disagree with, like, the top three. And it's just my personal taste.
And I've noticed that, too. It's weird because you take ownership of products, things you know and like. You want to see them do well in companies. And see, like Haagen-Dazs. go, guys. I'm ready to see some major Haagen-Dazs success.
It's going to be a big one too. I'm looking for the Fast and Furious cast.
Yeah, I'm looking for to pair with Ben and Jerry's, right? And Lindt. Put all those in a bucket and bring those to me.
Well, you say that, but like Instacart, that's what they're doing this year. Is they have all these different famous brands that are going to be in their commercial.
They're new. You see, the minute you said it, this our new storefront is that guy's car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bringing the stuff to you.
That and Uber Eats. You're going to see a lot of Uber Eats in the commercial, because they've got one with Cher, they've got one with Matthew McConaughey. They've got several big celebrity driven ads.
Seal must be really desperate for money.
Well, you know, for Mountain Dew, Seal, the singer Seal, is going to play a singing seal in the commercial. Yeah. Yeah, and there's also another ad for a beluga whale voiced by Kieran Culkin. So I guess it's like, you know, we're just going to take these sea creatures and give them. That's the new trend this year. Also sloths. You're going to see sloths in here, and I mean
sloths are cute. That's what they're going for. You know what else we'll see a lot of? And I just saw one this week that made me think of Jurassic World Rebirth movie trailers.
Yes.
Because with 123 million people in a big plate and theaters being at their situation, I mean, with everybody's attention and a million different... I looked this week. Streaming platforms, don't quote me on this, end of 2023 was 2,267. And so, right, there's so many places that you can, you know, just get lost in.
It's crazy.
If I've got a great big movie with a $200 million budget that I got to get people on, I want the Super Bowl, and I can understand that.
Yep, and they're going to be there.
Who? I know Jurassic World.
I know the Fantastic Four is also going to be there, and I'm blanking on the other. I'm sorry.
All right, so let's talk about this for a minute. Why in the heck would you run your ad before the Super Bowl if you want everybody's eyes on it in the Super Bowl, if you want to create that suspense and that excitement and people are not passively but actively watching the TV, and you go, here's the thing that you'll be waiting for on Sunday. Aren't you kind of running it? Now, Budweiser, they ran a clip of the commercial to tease you.
Yes, I've seen several teasers actually out there. The one was for Duncan. With the Affleck brothers and Jeremy Strong from Succession being his method actor self. So it's, you know, but they're specifically for the tease for the ad. You've seen ads on TV and then they have the date 2/9/25. That is a teaser for what's to come. And I kind of actually like that better than just going ahead and releasing the ad. Although you can watch pretty much all of the ads online already.
I found them last night, and there was, if you go to the YouTube app on your TV, it's the second tier.
And here's, so
every
they're all, well, there's always some that aren't. There's always going to be surprise ones, and I like that.
Yes.
This year, you know, I come in here and we talk about Super Bowl ads every year. This is becoming a tradition for us.
I hope so.
And typically, I'll sit down and I'll watch them. This year, I didn't.
You didn't want to ruin it?
I didn't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm the guy who likes to wait until Christmas morning
to
open the gifts.
All right, let's go ahead and pull the curtain back on something that you're aware of. I want to mention this, Ryan Patrick, Southern Illinois native, Wizard of Ads specialist, advertising specialist. There's a little part of the human brain that likes to be surprised.
Yes, Broca's area.
And that, I think, is what you're kind of talking about, isn't it? We anticipate it, the resolution of it. It's an important human emotion.
Yep.
And you give them that ooh, you want ooh.
Well, yeah, you want something unexpected. You want to be surprised. That's the element of surprise in a good way. Sometimes in a bad way, but you know, the delight, the Broca's area of the brain is looks for delight. It's triggered by delight, and when you surprise Broca, there's a chance it's going to stick around longer in your brain. It becomes more impactful. Sticky is the word I like to use, and so that's why you see sometimes things happen in commercials or people popping up in commercials that you're not expecting. Now, and that's what has been a hallmark of Super Bowl advertising for many, many years. But if you're putting the ad out beforehand, you've already seen it. And if you've seen it and then you like it, maybe it did surprise and delight you the first time you saw it on YouTube. But if you're watching it during the game, that impact is lessened a bit. And you're not also, if you're like watching it with other people and they haven't seen it, you're missing out on that group experience.
Group phenomenon, yeah. Which is representative of the entire Super Bowl event.
Yes.
Speaking of surprise humor, kind of tangled up in there sometimes, depending on it.
Yeah.
And it's so great because Carl just sent this note. Because it's right on. My favorite Super Bowl commercial will always be the Career Builder Monkey commercials. Funny and surprising, right? That's uh-huh. The way I interpret those commercials. You're literally talking about it, and Carl says, yeah, I wonder if you were talking about it. Didn't go, oh, yeah, the Career Builder, the monkey commercials.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Monkeys are funny.
Monkeys work.
One of my favorite all-time Super Bowl commercials was a monkey commercial for E-Trade. And this is 20 years old, I think, but it's, two kind of weird looking fellas sitting in folding chairs in a garage with a little boom box. And there's a monkey dancing between them and they're just clapping along. And it goes for like 20 seconds. And then at the end, it comes up and says, well, we just blew $7 million. How are you doing with your money? And that one, I mean, because I liked how they tied it. That's the other thing, too, is tying it back to what you do.
You know, what I find this interesting is because the monkey thing, that's apparently why sloths this year, they work for half the price, but they always miss the deadline. So that explains that their presence this year. They work for a few less bananas, so to speak. So wrap us up. Super Bowl. That's a cultural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It's tied into advertising. It's the most American thing ever.
Yep.
Right. And then championships and celebrities and big money, and people pay $4,000 and more for a ticket. But when it comes to a cultural phenomenon, this is almost the last remaining definitive event where we watch together.
Especially in an age of, diminished attention spans and thousands of things vying for our attention, to have an event where we know we're sitting down and watching as a collective nation, really, and, nowadays more than ever, our nation is divided. But this is something that brings everybody together. A tremendous amount of people, segment of the population, coming together to watch one thing and watch it in its entirety. Not tuning out when the commercials are on. Not picking up their phone and doom scrolling during the commercials or whatever. If anything, maybe some people aren't going to stick around for the halftime show. If Kendrick Lamar isn't your thing, you may not.
I'm going Puppy Bowl, man.
Or if he isn't your thing, maybe you're going to hate watch. I don't know. But, either way.
Well, I'll probably do some of that, too.
And hate tweet hate about tweet. It. Yeah.
But personally, I'm a Puppy Bowl person.
Oh,
Can't go wrong there. How smart is that?
Brilliant.
If you don't like that, we've got it going on, and they're waiting to go. It's halftime?
Well, and the kids, too.
Right?
Yeah, for kids, yeah.
I get that.
Yep.
Sure, it's for the kids, whatever you say. Hey, it's so good to see you, pal.
Good to see you, man.
You're doing well?
Yeah.
Still living in Heron?
In that area, yeah.
Yeah, living in the region?
Yeah.
Good. Same time I get to see you, it's a good day, buddy.
Same here.
It's now 8:42, News Radio, WJPF.